You're really talking about the bypasses of Tobercurry and Charlestown and nothing else. And while that's fine, Minister, there's a number of really dangerous stretches on this road, especially between Curry and Tobercurry. I don't know if you're familiar with the road, but also there's some very dangerous sections between Tobercurry and Colooney. And work needs to be started on those sections. I mean, one of the main reasons to upgrade the N17, apart from the fact that it is an economic corridor, are safety concerns. And Minister, I want to see money being spent on those sections. Now, the last time I was lucky enough to have an oral question on transport was just over a year ago. It was Minister Jack Chambers at the time who answered me. And when I asked him about progress on the N17, one of his comments was, he said, as with all national road projects in the NDP, the delivery programme for the project will be set out later in 2024. We're in the second half of 2024. And what I'm asking really is, can you confirm it time frame for start and completion dates of the upgrade of the N17? What's the overall cost that's estimated? And can you give me any estimate of how much of that money has already been spent?
I won't have those figures until we get the business case, similar to what I just said with regard to the care to Limerick Junction Road. It's at the business case phase when you get, well, you start to get kind of indicative outline as to what the potential costs might be. I agree with you. Can I say, first of all, I agree with you that road safety is our key first objective. And we, what I said to TII, and we funded TII with specific funding to look at, can we improve on existing national road our network. Even if we're not doing the full motorway kind of new project appraisal, our new project development, can we look to see how we can improve safety measures on all the carriageway, particularly national roads?